Hey, good morning. 7:14, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yeah, ace. Let's see. Quick look at your forecast today. We got some snow this morning. That's going to taper off. Partly sunny. High of 18. Wind chills keeping it a lot cooler tonight. Some possible snow a little bit later on. -5 with wind chills.
Wow.
Cool. Good day to cuddle up because it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, cuddle with me, Hunter.
You're weird.
Jesus, what a weirdo.
Weird guy.
So, yeah, it's going to be cold for you. Warming up a little bit into this weekend, into next week, but still staying in the mid-30s and upper 20s. So that's kind of what we're seeing there. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. And you can also visit PumpThatSeptic.com.
That's right.
There might be some people having to call Pump That Septic. Little tip, folks, do not flush condoms down the toilet.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, okay? Little tip for you on Valentine's Day, all right?
Quick story. I don't think he worked at Pump That Septic, but he was a septic pumper.
Yeah.
That I met like 10 years ago, and he told me a story. He's like, I pumped this one lady's septic one time, and she came out as I was pumping it. She says, what's that floating on top of what you're pumping? Oh, miss, those are condoms.
Yeah.
And she proceeded to turn around and said, me and my husband don't use condoms.
Oh! Yeah, guys, don't flush them. Don't flush them.
Ooh.
Put them in the trash or blow them up into balloon animals, but do not flush them.
A goose.
Before you use them. A goose. Speaking of Valentine's Day, this is a wonderful day to spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. According to research, this year men say they expect to spend about $340 on Valentine's
Jeez.
Day. How much will women spend? Just $64. You cheap bitches. So what are guys spending on? According to the National Retail Federation, jewelry is the biggest ticket item at a whopping $4.7 billion. Second is a night out at $3.7 billion, followed by flowers, clothing, and then candy. I will say, I think guys have it a little bit harder on Valentine's Day because, let's be honest, the gift that guys want
is at the end?
Is at the end. And it doesn't cost the woman anything except maybe a little bit of dignity. Maybe just a tad bit of dignity and a little soreness the next day. Uh-huh. Maybe that's it. So honestly, I think ladies have a little bit easier on Valentine's Day. Because guys, we got to go make sure we buy something nice. We got to get some flowers, some chocolates. Over the years, I've had to mentally make notes on the flowers Kiki likes and the chocolates that he likes. I finally got it down.
Question for you, and what do you think about this? Outside of marriage, so boyfriend, girlfriends, or if you're hanging out with somebody for the first time tonight for Valentine's Day, you think women are a little bit more open to the idea of doing the deed on this typical day?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I think it's
been something that we've all been just kind of conditioned to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that day of romance, and without getting too sappy, I try to make as many days feel like Valentine's Day because otherwise you may be setting yourself up for a letdown on the actual Valentine's Day.
Question for you again.
Yes.
So say you're the lady, you go out to dinner. It's
go
just
on.
Not clicking. Not, it's just the guy is just not.
Yeah.
Nothing that you expected, really.
Yeah.
What's the easiest way out of it?
Easiest way out?
Of that deed at the end.
Say you have explosive bowels. And you need to go. Look him dead in the face. Tell you what, go to the bathroom. Pinch your cheeks a little bit. Get that nice and red. Throw a little water on your face. Makes it look like you're
so well.
And then you go out there, you say, I am experiencing some discomfort in my bowels.
Yeah.
And then if you can squeak out a fart, you're good to go.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Let's take a rain check because I'm about ready to ruin these nice underwear, this red thong I bought.
But what about Captain Winky?
That's the best way, because people never ask questions about explosive bowels.
No.
Also, speaking of Valentine's Day, it's National Organ Donor Day today.
Oh.
I got an organ I'm going to donate.
I knew that was coming.
It's Valentine's Day and National Organ Donor Day. I got just the organ.
Yeah.
And I'm going to donate.
Was it one of your kidneys?
Yes, actually. One of my eyes. I got great eyesight.
Perfect Valentine's
Perfect
gift.
Perfect Valentine's.
Here's my kidney.
Yeah, it wasn't the organ I was asking for. Oh.
At least put it on ice.
So you do not want it then? Yeah.
I mean, it kind of looks like a heart. A little.
A little bit.
Kind of. Fish-shaped and hard?
It's red. See, now it's starting a little gray. It's been off the ice too long.
I feel a little woozy over here, man.
Lastly, I think this is a Valentine's Day-themed morning dump, so we'll end it with a dedication for you today. Love
is in the air. And now a quick shout-out to all the hotel maids that have to change all the sheets on February 15th. So sorry. You might want to call in sick that day.
For the love of God, take your own towel to the hotel. Those poor cleaning ladies. Actually, they got to do that every day.
You know, right. And you know what? If you do go to the hotel and do the deed, just lean your towel up next to the door so they can. You get that?
Yes.
Because it's stiff.
That's disgusting, Hunter. You're gross.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Runner.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. It's WIRX 727, Brock Hunter. All right, before we get to sports, we're going to do a quick look at some closings. Don't forget to go to WIRX.com. Click on the closings tab. It's brought to you by Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters and Medic One Ambulance. We literally have all the closings on there for you. So if it's closed, we're going to have it for you. Let's get it started here. Bangor Public Schools, Bloomingdale Public Schools, Decatur Public Schools, all closed.
Fenville Public Schools closed today. Goebbels. I can't read. I did too many movies. Harbor House Adult Day Service. I got to say it seriously because this is getting... Harbor House Adult Day Services. That's close today. Take it over, Brock.
Hartford Public Schools, Lawrence Public Schools, Lawton Community Schools all closed.
Senior Services of Van Buren County, South Haven Public Schools, St. Basil Catholic Church, Van Buren ISD Behavioral.
Actually, basically everything in Van Buren ISD is closed.
Yes, 100%.
Behavioral Conference Learning and Technology Center.
Yep. Waterville Public Schools also closed.
All closed. So, again, if you missed anything, WIRX.com. Click on the closings tab. Brought to you by Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters and Medic One Ambulance.
Now, everybody, chill.
Damn it, you ruined it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're ice fishing or watching the All-Star game
whatever you're doing. NHL last night, the Devils beating the Red Wings 4-1.
The Devils!
NBA, Sunday. Big game, man. It's not a real big game. It's kind of a fun game. All-Star game, the 2020 NBA All-Star game. It's going to be at the United Center in Chicago, which you could go.
Yeah, you actually could go.
Honestly, that would be kind of sweet.
Score predictions, 195 to 182.
Right. Seriously, though.
It's literally just a three-point contest at this one.
Honestly, though, that's in Chicago. That would be, because you get to see all of the
all the big stars
in one spot.
Do it.
That would be the game to go to, I think.
Maybe they'll call me onto the floor.
Yeah. Like do that half court shot.
Like they did with Bill Murray in Space Jam. It's my time to shine.
Good luck, brother.
I'll dunk on you, bitch.
It's gonna be Team Giannis versus Team LeBron. It's gonna be at 8:00. I wonder how much tickets are though. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah.
Moving on though, NCAA men's college basketball tonight. Akron gonna be in Central Michigan at 7:00. Saturday's games: Western Michigan gonna be at Eastern Michigan 2:30. Notre Dame gonna be at Duke at 4:00. Maryland gonna be at Michigan State at 6:00. Sunday's game: Indiana, the Hoosiers gonna be in Michigan playing the Wolverines at 1:00.
Awesome.
And there you go, man.
That's your sports. All right. We'll be back in just a little bit. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Brock and Hunter.
All righty. Good morning. 7:36. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Oh, good day for a hot Joey C slice.
Yeah. Ooh.
You want to treat your Valentine's to a good day? Get them some Joey C's Pizzeria.
You know what I really like about it? I'm a big fan of the sausage pizza.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say it.
I would never make a joke about it. What could I even possibly joke about you saying what you love about sausage pizza, Hunter?
How big they are. Oh, go ahead. Say it.
I thought you were going to say it's because of the hole in the middle of it.
Okay, I got you.
Where the sausage goes.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Joey C. sausage is massive, though.
It's funny. When Hunter eats a sausage pizza, he doesn't chew.
You're a bastard.
No, but seriously, they don't skimp on the toppings at all.
Yeah,
whether it's the sauce, the cheese, the sausage, go see them.
And I think they pull their sauce.
Stop it. Well, you're leading me. You knock it off.
You know what I mean? Now off the actual.
Will you just cut it out?
They pinch and they pull.
You pervert.
That's why the sausage is so massive.
We're trying to tell Joey C's Pizzeria how great they are.
They are.
And you're sitting here just being a pervert. Go see him, Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Your topic for today, it's fitting for you and I. Mm-hmm. What's something you could probably live without? I mean, you don't want to, but you probably could. I have mine.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing. You know those little reacher grabbers?
You got one of those?
Yeah, I got one of those. You know why? I bought it. It was on sale. I think it was over like Harbor Freight, and they had it on clearance.
I know why you bought it.
And it, you know, because I'm short?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Hunter, I got a sausage for you. How about that? Keep it up.
I mean, it is Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. No, it was literally, because it was like a dollar. It was on clearance. It must have been sitting there. They must have had overstock. And I'm like, well, for a dollar. And it's like, I could probably live without it. Because
did that come with a life alert, or did you get that separate?
You bitch. But I could probably live without it because, to be honest, I don't think I've ever actually used it to grab something that's out of reach. It's usually like, oh, hey, check this out.
Right. Or it's either you're pinching Kiki with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's never, the only thing that would make it better is if it had the T-Rex head on top. Look at what I got. So, yes, I could probably live without my Extendo grabber.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Mine would probably be Silver Beach. Oh, that's rough.
That's worst.
Rough.
You're terrible.
I'm terrible this
morning. You're just the worst this morning.
I'm kidding on that. I absolutely love our beach, and we need to bring that back.
You're not allowed to go to the beach this summer.
Ever.
If you see Hunter at the beach, say, hey, you get out of here.
You thought you could live without it.
Yeah, you little bitch. I know yours. Could probably live without anything you purchase on Amazon in the 4 years I've been here.
I don't know,
what do we got? We got yo-yos. We got an electric longboard. We have an electric bicycle. We have a bull whip. Sorry, sex whip.
It's a bull whip.
It's a sex whip.
For God's sake.
It has rhinestone studs on it. It's a sex whip.
You know how many criminals I've keeping away from my house with that bull whip?
Like a rhinestone cowboy. This is the worst. You can live without any of that stuff. For sure.
I got a full-blown TAC-13 shotgun, Remington shotgun. I go right for the bull whip,
right
though.
For the bull whip. You keep away!
Right.
Oh, God, he's like Indiana Jones.
Whip it! Whip it good!
All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What is something you could probably live without? We'll get your answers and your calls here in just a little bit. Stick around. Whip it! Hey, good morning. 747, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
Sorry. I don't know what that
right
was.
Do you have hair underneath your armpits?
I'm a toddler. I like to do toddler things.
Did wear your Oshkosh overalls today.
God, those were comfortable, man.
You know?
I think I had corduroy Oshkosh overalls many years ago. Anyway, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day today. What's something you could probably live without? We got some great comments on Facebook. April said, anything in an infomercial. I mean, you don't need the slap chop.
Well, 12 years ago, I would have said different when they had the Girls Gone Wild commercials.
Okay, that's different.
I would stay up and...
You mean you don't need that the copperware socks that Brett Favre wears?
No, I don't. Nor the belt.
Those glasses, those indestructible glasses that are worn by military professionals?
No.
You don't need those? You probably can live without those?
You can run them over with a Hummer, you know.
That's insane. That's good, because I have a Hummer.
Yeah.
I'd love to try that out.
I'd run all of my glasses over with my car.
Brian Reed said this morning show.
Yeah!
That's what I think of you, Brian. What I think of you and what you said. Homer had a good one. What's something he could probably live without?
Mm-hmm.
Any and all of the Kardashians, Real Housewives, Teen Mom, Survivors, and Bachelor and Bachelorettes.
Hey, you know what? I'm right on board with
right
that.
On there. I think.
Right on board.
Imagine a world without any of that. That's a nice
BS,
world.
Yes, man.
That's a nice world.
That's the Bachelor world is just it's getting up there with the Kardashians for me, man. I've seen it twice now. I've had to go through two episodes, and dude, by the end, I want to pull my hair up.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. 5 minutes into it,
just like what people are rallying around this.
You can kind of do all right with Mewton, mm-hmm. You know. But besides that, though, you just know.
I mean, good-looking women. Can't take that away from it. But that's about it.
Yeah.
But they're all trash.
Just trash.
You know?
Let's see. Trisha had a good one, but something she could probably live without, politics.
Oh,
there
boy.
You go.
Yeah.
That's a world.
Thank you.
What a wonderful world.
We got CNN on the TV behind me here, and I'm glad I have my back to it.
How about Tony? Somebody could probably live without daylight savings time.
Oh, there you go, Tony. Hey,
there's some great answers.
Tony. Daylight saving time is stupid.
Stupid. We can live without it. We're going to take a quick break, but first I want to read Arthur's. Arthur said something you could probably live without: more than half the music on rock radio. Do you not have literally anything better to do, Arthur? You took time out of your day.
I went to school with Arthur.
You really stuck it to us, Arthur.
He's trolling you hard.
Damn it, Arthur.
I'm pretty sure he heard you rip on him the other day.
Good.
Now he's going to troll you for the rest of the year.
You know what I can live without, Arthur? That stupid-ass comment. I could probably go without it. All right, let's take a quick break. More when we come back, things we could probably live without.
Brock 107 WIRX.
Good morning, 755 Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something you could probably live without?
If anybody on that list says their phones, I beg to differ.
Yeah, no one could. People lose their friggin' minds. Let's take a couple phone calls. What's something you could probably live without? WIRX, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, it's Larry.
Larry.
my answer for today's question is stupid people.
Yeah.
But what would we laugh at, though, Larry?
There'd be nobody left, Larry.
Well, I mean, it's snowing out. They can't drive.
Oh, yeah.
They can't walk. I mean, it's like, what do you do when it snows except hibernate?
I tell you, man. Well, we're glad
or cuddle up with Kiki.
It's a you bastard. Nah, that's fair. That's fair. She is warm-blooded. Of course, Larry, if you got rid of stupid people, what would you listen to? Because we would be gone.
Well, I don't know, because I'd commit suicide.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
See ya. Well, he must love us that much. You get rid of us. Let's take another phone call. What could you probably live without? WIRX, hello.
Hey, guys. You know what I could live without?
What?
Karens and Kyles.
Karen's more than Kyle's in my mind, because Kyle's can be funny sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, but Karen's have got to effing go.
They got to go. I'm right there with you. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yep, take care.
Bye. Yeah, Karen.
Quit ruining everything.
That short haircut.
You know.
We had some great comments on Facebook. What's something you could probably live without? Brandon, a couple people said taxes. Here's the thing. Taxes I'm fine with, because it comes out of my paycheck. Don't ask, don't tell. Mm-hmm. What I could live without, though, is tax day, where you have to do your taxes. Look, just take my money to pay for the roads and whatever else you need it for. Okay, whatever.
And then figure it out.
But then for me to have to stress and then go through this process at the end and then go, oh, wait, I paid you too much, or wait, I didn't pay you enough. Why can't we figure this out? Mm-hmm. We've been doing it since the 1700s. Knock it off with that.
And why did I have to pay like $2,000 last year? That was terrible.
Fine. Tax me so we can fix the potholes, so we can get the beach all nice. But then don't make me go into an office at the end of it and go, oh, okay. And if I don't do it right, you threaten me with jail time.
Seriously.
Like, come on, man. I could do without that. I could probably live without that. Let's see. Nicholas said my gallbladder. That's fair. Yeah. You probably live without it.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. Michael said your mom. All right. Come on, Michael. This is a serious topic.
Mom. She's listening, Michael.
Reno said he could probably live without his wife. Jesus.
Hey.
You're sleeping on the couch tonight, Reno.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, what's something you could probably live without? Yeah, my wife. That old bag. That old bitch.
You know, that was a choice there, Michael. You chose.
He's just leaning into it.
You know?
He's like, whatever. Yeah, I'll say it right in front of her face, too. Go ahead, ask the question again. I'll wait for her.
No, you probably wouldn't. She'd probably kick his ass, right?
Probably, yeah. He's safe here. It's a safe space here. Right. We'll end with Randy's. What's something you could probably live without? Oxygen. I don't think, Randy, you understood exactly what we were getting to here.
I have to go back to the old school.
I mean, you could probably live without it for a little bit. Uh-huh. You'd be
you
all right.
Study the respiratory system a little bit.
I mean, I did live without it for like a minute or two. But then that was kind of it. Rock.